Welcome. Right now, you guys are locked in right now to a bonus episode of that.
Brand new LCP.
Well, I want to talk about domestic violence because, you know, occasionally, I always have these episodes, especially come the end of the year or when summertime is approaching, because as summertime is approaching, a lot of people rush to find that bae, that summertime fling. They want to be in love for the summertime during those hot summer months. As they say, this summer, I want to be on the beach with somebody bae. But sometimes you gotta make the right decisions because people can be tricky. People can put up a great persona to where they can mislead you. Sometimes you gotta actually pay attention to those red flags. You gotta just ignore the fantasy that you may create in your mind and pay attention to some of those red flags. So throughout the course of the week, I ended up coming across a 13-minute documentary where they spoke about the tragic deaths of two black women at the hands of senseless domestic violence. So I have that whole 13-minute piece queued up. I'm going to play it for you guys straight through, uninterrupted. But also, man, I want to say RIP, man, because one of my followers, I believe it's her sister, was killed recently due to domestic violence. She lost her life, and I believe her name was, let me get her name right. Her name was Daisha Nicole Johnson. She was 34 years old, and she was tragically killed by the father of her children named LaQuincy Pollard. Again, this happened in South Carolina, and I want to say rest in peace, man, because, like, I've lost people in my life that I cared about due to domestic violence. There's people in my life who I've watched go through relationships like that. And again, I don't know the details of any case that's featured on this episode right now. I don't know the ins and outs, what happened behind closed doors. But from my experience, a lot of times, you know, people that I cared about, it was so many red flags. But the person did not want to leave because, as you know, sometimes when you love somebody, you might have this feeling within that this person can change. So before I dive into that full 13-minute documentary, uninterrupted, I'm going to play for you guys, again, the story or quick news clip of, like I said, one of my followers. She lost her sister recently due to domestic violence, and this is some of the details of that. And then I'm going to step aside. We're going to dive into that full documentary.
The father of her children shot and killed her in Kershaw County. Let's go now to Jordan Markoff joining us live at the alert desk. Jordan, what are we learning so far?
Yeah, deputies got a call just before midnight last night that a woman was shot and being rushed to the hospital while the suspect was on the run. Deputies ultimately arrested 51-year-old LaQuincy Pollard after a high-speed chase on Highway 1. He surrendered to law enforcement at a gas station in Bethune and was taken into custody. Pollard faces charges of murder, possession of a weapon during a violent crime, and other charges. In a statement, Sheriff Lee Bones said, quote, two young children had their lives changed forever tonight due to a horrible decision by someone they look to as a protector, their father. Please keep this family in your thoughts and prayers, end quote. WIS will continue to follow this story all throughout the day and bring you the latest updates on air and online at WISTV.com.
So one more time, man, rest in peace to Daisha Nicole Johnson. Again, 34 years old, mother of two kids. And now her two kids have to grow up the rest of their life without a mom. The killer is their own dad. So these kids lost both parents in a single, terrible split decision. This is why I always come on here, man. And I love spreading awareness on domestic violence because sometimes somebody being abusive, that's not love. Somebody demeaning you, you know, talking down on you, being, even if it's just verbally abusive, that is not a sign of love or somebody who cares about you. Like, it has nothing to do with that. Those are the people you need to run far away from because it might be stable and he might only be verbally abusing you now or for a couple years, but eventually that verbal abuse may escalate to physical. And then you're going to be looking back thinking about, damn, I should have left at all of those red flags. But sometimes you don't get the chance to leave because you might not make it out alive. So I'm going to step aside. Again, this 13-minute documentary, it may be triggering to some listeners who have gone through it or who have experienced it or who have had family members that have gone through. But again, this is from WUSA 9. This is called Underestimating the Danger, a domestic violence tragedy. So sit back. If you're in traffic, make sure you turn your volume up. Again, some may be triggering, but hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to spread awareness. Lock in.
Every 9 seconds.
She did try to tell me something.
A woman.
My baby father. He just put a gun out on me and all of that. Where am I going to?
Is assaulted or beaten in the U.S.
She took that beating the week before.
There is very little here at the Chevrolet apartment complex to remind you of the tragic intersection of three lives. Calls for help that came too late. Children scarred for life. Tarika Jones, Jaleesa Harris, and Kevin Reynolds left here in the most violent of ways. Their families and communities are still suffering.
These people could be your family or friends. Prince George's County, where nearly a million people live, leads the state of Maryland in these kinds of tragedies. You're about to meet a mom who found out in the most painful way possible that it is not someone else's problem.
I met with LaShawn Harris back in the spring, and we were going to sit down and talk about her daughter. It was pretty tough, and at that time, an interview was not part of the equation. Until about 2 months later, when she reached back to me, it was right around the time of her daughter Jaleesa's birthday.
Breaking overnight in Prince George's County.
You can see several patrol cars at these apartment complex.
Trying to get some information on the people involved here.
I just looked at the TV and I said, God, just don't let that be my baby.
Well, the time has come for my dreams to be heard.
Everyone listened when 22-year-old Jaleesa Walls Harris lifted her voice to sing. She unleashed her range in church, in contests, and in verse. She wanted to be a star and use her talents to help others, particularly her half-sister, Tarika Jones. Jaleesa's mom can't seem to shake one of her last conversations with her daughter, Jaleesa, and Tarika. There was a problem. And Jaleesa's mom was trying to help.
No woman deserves to be hit on. I don't care what. I said, you should never let yourself be beat up. Never. So Jaleesa said, see, I told you, Tarika, my mother wouldn't be going for that. And I was like, is it you? And she's like, no, no. And she was just quiet.
What do you wish you had said to Tarika in that moment?
I would have just hugged her. And I keep looking at the chair because that's what she was sitting. And I would have kissed her and told her that I love you. You don't deserve this.
You see, Jaleesa's mom had no idea that Tarika, her daughter's half-sister, was in trouble. 26-year-old Tarika Jones was a devoted mother of three young girls. By all accounts, she loved cooking meals and telling the world about her sweet babies on social media, a place that did not showcase this man, 30-year-old Kevin Reynolds, the father of her youngest daughter and former boyfriend.
From my understanding, they just had a strange relationship, a on and off relationship.
And according to police documents, it was volatile at times. Tarika told Kevin she wanted to move on. Police think that sent Kevin into a jealous rage.
Let me take you back to a night in February. Tarika called police for help two times that night. Kevin was supposed to drop their daughter off, but that handoff quickly turned violent. Here's what Tarika wrote in her witness statement to police. At like 6 p.m., Kevin's supposed to drop our daughter off to me, and when he got here, I went on the opposite side of the car to get my daughter. He rushed at me and grabbed me and threw me to the ground. He continued to pick me up and toss me. After I finally could get to my feet, I ran to my neighbor's house, and he took my phone and threw it because I said I was calling the police. More than an hour later, this happened, and we want to warn you, what you're about to hear is graphic, and some of the language is raw.
Hello? This is Prince George's County 911. What's the address of your location?
It hurt.
Ma'am.
Ma'am.
This is
just 27.
This is
a
house or apartment. Ma'am.
It's an apartment. It's an apartment.
Everything is chaos out here in this parking lot. Tarika is here. Kevin is here. Kevin's mother is here. Even the father of Tarika's other two daughters is here. And remember that police statement? Well, Tarika speculates this is why things got out of hand. She wrote,
He must have thought that I called my other baby father, so he went to a truck and got a gun. As I seen him running towards me, I run towards my car to call the police. His mother came in the car to grab my phone, saying, "That's her son. Don't call the police."
That you, Tarika refers to, is Kevin's mother.
Kevin is arrested and charged with assaulting Tarika, but she's at a crossroads. She has three small girls to raise, and the man who helps her do that is in jail.
Kevin Rimmel,
3 weeks later, Tarika and Kevin are together again for a bond hearing. You're going to hear the actual audio of the courtroom proceedings. It didn't take long. Listen to how Judge Joseph Wright wrestles with and ultimately makes a decision that would change lives forever.
Mr. Reynolds is currently being held in no bond. We are asking that you set a bond, Your Honor, to a $5,000 bond with a 10% option and pretrial release.
I have had occasion to speak to Ms. Jones. She indicates that she is not in fear of him and that she, in fact, wants him home.
The facts read as a fairly violent episode. And then if I look at his record, destruction, conviction for assault, which is what this case is actually charged as, first degree assault, another conviction for assault, a weapons conviction as well. He believes he got off on probation 2 days ago.
Ms. Jones disputes some of the allegations in the statement of charges, Your Honor. I believe that a $5,000 bond is appropriate in this matter.
I disagree. For all the reasons I've said, for public safety, for the record, for the way the facts read, well, I'll set a bond. It'll be $20,000.
So that's it. Kevin is out of jail. And Tarika, a young mother of three, had no idea what had been set in motion.
And it's killing my heart.
So that brings us back to Jaleesa. She and her half-sister Tarika would sometimes go weeks or months without seeing each other. But Tarika reached out to Jaleesa after that parking lot incident with Kevin.
Jaleesa came downstairs one day, all excited, and said, Mom, guess what? Guess who hit me up on Facebook? And I was like, who? And she said, it was Tarika. She said she misses me. And I miss her too, Mom. I was like, okay.
The sisters were supposed to hang out on a Monday night, just 5 days after Kevin got out of jail. Jaleesa's mom was concerned about Tarika's influence on her daughter.
And I just said, just be careful. Just be careful. Guard your heart.
And I just came home and heard gunshots.
The lady's there, but, you know, living in the apartment. They're on the ground. Blood stains all over the place.
It was the shots I heard that woke me up. Bam, bam, bam.
Just after 10 p.m. on March 7th, police say Kevin knocked on the door of Tarika's Chevrolet apartment. He had a gun. He walked in and fired the shots, hitting Tarika and Jaleesa. They died under a kitchen table on the floor. Then Kevin fled, leaving Tarika's three girls, one of whom his own daughter, in the next room. It could have been worse. Tarika's grandmother lived there, too.
She wasn't prepared for what she was getting ready to see.
No, not at all. She was coming back from my understanding from work, and this is what she came home to. And she was saying, Reed, what have you done to yourself? And Reed was underneath the table. The other girls were on the other side of the table, and they both slumped and like in a knot.
The next day, Kevin's body was found 100 miles away in Hanover County, Virginia, slumped in his getaway car, shoes off, with a gunshot to the head. In just a matter of hours, three people are dead. Tarika, Kevin, and Jaleesa, who was caught in the middle.
I raised my kids to steer clear of that, but that in itself wasn't enough.
The Domestic Violence Fatality Review Team in Prince George's County points out all the signs that appear to be on the horizon between Tarika and Kevin. You've got this relationship with escalating tension and violence that Tarika was trying to end, lengthy contact with the justice system, family members who witnessed and knew about the abuse, and that recanted statement from the incident in February. Tarika needed Kevin to help pay the bills.
And we do our level best every day to keep people safe. This is what we are here to do. And in a case like this one where we fail to do that, it is our worst nightmare.
An unforeseen turn of events because Tarika changed her story.
What we knew is what she said. I'm not fearful. I'm okay with him coming home. This didn't happen the way that the charging document says it happens, and I'm the person to know.
This may be a turning point for the way Prince George's County handles these kinds of cases going forward. State's Attorney Angela Also Brooks admits her office made a mistake.
If there are certain convictions, a certain history, it doesn't matter what the victim says. His or her desire is, we have to make an objective decision that doesn't always include the victim.
What the state's attorney is saying here is important. She's saying we can't always listen to what the victims are saying because sometimes they don't realize how much danger they're in. She's saying we simply can't afford to do that anymore.
And would save my daughter's life, who had nothing to do with it. I'm definitely mad, because had he been in jail, my daughter would be here.
We weren't allowed to talk to Judge Joseph Wright about what happened in his courtroom. Dr. Tricia Bent Goodley is in charge of the team that reviews these cases in Prince George's County.
In many of these cases, that perpetrator has made a decision that this is what's going to happen, and it's just a matter of when they execute it. It really does require us very early on talking about what does it mean to love someone? What does it mean to respect someone? When you don't see that, you need to pay attention to it.
My baby father.
These women have all been caught in the spin cycle of domestic violence.
He just wanted to get out of me and all of it.
They say healing starts with knowing what's broken in the first place.
And I just came home and heard gunshots and my neighbors are calling too.
If I knew how to love, if I knew how to give love, I could have recognized what I was lacking in the relationship.
I just wish that more people will speak up.
I thought he just adored me, where it was actually an obsession with me.
Don't put yourself in that situation, because not only will it affect you and that person, families get destroyed behind this. Look at us.
I know that piece was tough to listen to, but as you can see, it's not just one person's life that got destroyed. Because you had a woman killed by her partner. You had another woman killed because she was at the house at the time the guy showed up and wanted to kill his girl, his ex, or whatever she was. And then you have the kids who are now without a mom and a dad because the dad ended up killing himself in the midst of all that because he didn't want to be caught. Now you got the family suffering. You got both sides of the family suffering. You got her side, you got his side. Like, it's a lot to deal with. That's why I say, man, and we've seen the judge who was a black man. The judge said out his own mouth, you guys heard the audio. He said, due to his history, I do not think you'll be safe. But she ended up recanting most, if not all, of her story because, you know, she lived at the house and she needed him out because he paid some of the bills. And I'll end with this. If that's something you think about, that is 100%, that is a valid point. But bills can be late. You can come up with a payment arrangement. Or even if you lose your apartment due to not having that person there to help you, at least you still have your life. Even if the bill goes into collection, it's okay. You can get that off your credit. Pay it off. Wait the 7 years. Do something. But one thing you cannot get back is your life. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hope you guys listen. So like I said, it's nothing wrong with wanting to find a boo for the summer. Or even if you're thinking about taking back your ex, your husband, your whoever. Like, don't ignore red flags, because sometimes you ignore red flags and you might not have a second chance to do it over. Y'all know what time it is. This is Dad.
Brand new LCP.